I'm Lady Sudaflum, Nagoya University. My talk is on the fast gender transform. This is the first report of our implementation and application. Our algorithm is approximate transform of Legendre transform based on the fast multiple method. The complexity is nominally or the t square log t log epsilon inverse. Here epsilon is the precision. The actuality is this. Here the precision 10 to the minus 6 or 10 to the minus 10, and we have some speed up for even for T1 to 7, but the full power of the fast transform can be obtained after such large transform such as T500 or 1000 or more. This shows the error of the transform computed in matrix tunnel, and this shows that our algorithm runs quite stably. Now, the transform code is written in Fortran 90, which have evaluation and expansion with Legendre functions and differentiated one. For differentiated Legendre transform, we use the ordinary Legendre transform. In our first implementation, we use straightforward coding of the algorithm, which is double recursion. One is divide and conquer, and the second is SMM, using recursive feature of Fortran 90. This is the timing results for, this is Shallowwater test case 1 for 20 hours, sorry, 12 hours, using the champ code. For T170, the original champ code runs in about 40 seconds. But our fast transform is slower. What is worse is that for lower precision, even though the floating operation count is smaller, but the more time is required. This is because our algorithm tends to make deeper recursion for lower precision. So I unfold all computations into a flat structure of multiply and add. The code, transform code, looks like a sparse matrix vector product program. The timing is much improved, so it becomes a little faster, just a little faster than champ code. But of course, it's not satisfactory because the champ code is not tuned for the RISC processor. It's for a vector processor machine. So if one optimizes the champ code, we again fail the we have beat. So we need more performance improvements. For RISC and vector processors, I think 2 points are required. One is unrolling the outer loop of the transform code. It is difficult for our algorithm because it is something like sparse matrix vector product. So the access pattern is very random, not very random as the usual sparse matrix code, but not as easy as the dense code. And another one is multiple vector transform. I mean, several transform is several transforms are computed in one call of routine to get higher locality on RISC processors, or using vector feature on vector processors. I think in a single transform, we are almost hopeless in to obtain a high performance, highest performance, as the 80 or 90% of the peak performance is almost hopeless. So we need multiple vector transform routine. For parallel processors, of course, we have trivial parallelism in MM direction. However, the load balancing becomes very difficult in our case, because the computational cost does not decrease linearly as M increases. And perhaps we need some further parallelization for to use more processors, because as you know, we have so many CPUs in everywhere. So we have many things to do for high performance. Next, I go to application of FLTSS. Here, I picked up two codes, existing codes. One is a shallow water test case set, the TAMP code, and another is a turbulent flow code developed by Yoden and Ishioka. We use those codes almost as a black box for me, and replacing the legendary transforms in those codes to our first transform routine. The following results are for TINA 170, and the precision is 10 to the minus 10th or 10 to the minus 6th. This is the shallow water test case 1. This is the result. Here alpha is half pi, so the mountain goes up and to the pole and down to the south pole and come back to the original position. Here shows the error in this three-colored plot. White means zero, and blue is for negative value, and red is for positive values. The error, this error is for the original code, but we have almost same error for the fast transform codes. The error is localized here. This shows the difference of the field obtained by the original code and the fast transform code. The magnitude is much smaller. This is 10 to the minus 6 meters, while the error is 5 meters. Much smaller than the error, but it's spread over the sphere. For precision 10 to the minus 6, we have similar results. For alpha equals 0, this must be something very special for us. the error difference is localized, almost localized about the poles. Perhaps this is because the algorithm tends to put the approximations around the poles because the Legendre functions have small magnitudes around the poles. However, what I can't understand is the error is much larger, 10 times larger than the previous case. Here, the development of the difference in some norms for alpha equals half pi and zero. Here, we see the abrupt increase at days 3 and 9 for alpha to half pi and linear increase for alpha equals 0. However, we have here 10 to the minus 6 order, minus 5, fifth order. So the error is, difference is bigger for this case. Almost this is the only enigma of our results. The following are much easier to understand. The effects of the time step here, we have we changed the time step from DT 300 to 150. Then height to error of course decreases. But the difference from the original code and the fast transform code increase about by a factor of 2. So the difference is almost proportional to the number of transforms applied. In the test case 3, the difference here is larger than the original error. In the original code, the error is order of 10 to the minus 7th order, but here 10 to the minus 5th and 0.1. Here the similar graph, we see that the error levels correspond to the approximation error or round off errors. And the difference or errors almost linearly increase. This graph plots the maximum magnitude of the expansion coefficients. Do not confuse with the energy spectra. This plots the expansion coefficients directly. For m equals 0, it begins, of course, from 0 and 1, go down here, and stop here. The difference of the level is order of 10. M equals 10 starts here and goes down here and stop here. 12, 20 start here and stop here, like this. So we obtain this kind of stripe-like profile. This part is they are all errors, transform approximation errors. That can be seen from that graph for different precision. But the stripe like profile is disappearing after long time integration. the error is filled, the lower this part is filled with errors, and the value is flattened. So you can see, in this case, we should cut the expansion here, not up to 170. This is the result for test case 6. We have, of course, wave number 4 in the difference, because it includes only multiple 4. Here, the development of the difference from the original code and the fast transform code, nothing very special. And the coefficients decrease more rapidly than the other cases. As for the conservation analysis, this is for after 40 days. For mass and divergence, we have almost proportional to the approximation error. For energy and height, there are some other effects dominating for those cases, but the approximation error emerges for 10 to the minus 6. And as for the entropy and vorticity, this seems to be controlled. The last one is turbulent flow developed by Yoden and Ishioka. It solves the incompressible flow in vorticity equation here with hyperviscosity in this term. We do about a week of time integration. The initial field is given as random. Here, the coefficient plot, we have very slow decrease. Here, this is the initial field. Occasionally, it has a big negative vortex at the north pole. It moves to here after t 0.9, like. Like this. And the difference from the original code and the fast transform code have the big magnitude around that big vortex. This shows the development of difference for 10 to the minus 10 and 10 to the minus 6, but nothing very special, yes. The code gives the two conservation analyses, and we only see the effect of the approximation here. For other places, the hyperviscosity affects more than the approximations. This is summary. At this point, my talk continues, but summary at this point. The effects of the approximation error is relatively easy to understand. So, easy to user and hard to developer. because we have many things to do for higher performance. But user can just replace the legendary code and with expecting the precision is just lower, 13 minus 10 or 6 or something. This graph shows the coefficient plot of for test case 1. Here we see the flat profile for up to 10, and it goes down on the straight line. If we know a priori that profile, then we can optimize the Legendre transform. The evaluation can be expressed as this, and the error can be bounded by this, the product of magnitude of the coefficient and the magnitude of the approximation error. So if we know that the magnitude of the coefficient is small for some n, then we can allow larger approximation error for that n. So we call that optimization damping. Without damping, we set the precision of the transform, for example, 1e minus 10 for all m. But we may able to allow a larger error for n larger than 10. The slope with 1 or 2 or 3 or more. Here I want to say this one is damping with no damping D0 or damping 1, D1, D2. Here E10 means the precision, the base precision is 10 to the minus 10. However, in this case, the error of the transform must increase because the precision is always the error increases. To cancel that, I try to scale down the initial precision like this. Start with 3 point something e minus 11, and begin to increase up to 10, n equals 10, and 10 to the minus 11, and begin to increase like this. Then the cross point is about n equals 30 in this case. What effect on the speed up? These are the results for the scale damping here. The speed up rate against the direct computation is given in this table. For T170, we have almost same value, so we have no gain. But for larger transforms, we have some improvement of the efficiency. How is the result of the computation? For test case 1, if we do not introduce scaling with damping, then of course we, as we expected, the error, no difference, increase like this. This is about 3 times larger and this, again, 3 times larger. And we introduce scaling, then three errors, differences, almost the same order. So scale damping cancels the increase of error of the damping. For test case three, the increase of the difference with damping is a little smaller, here about twice or twice. So if the damping is with scaled, then the order is reversed. We have less difference with damping. I guess this is because of the faster decrease here of the coefficient. For test case six, we have still faster decrease and almost no difference for D1 and D2, especially for 10 to the minus 6 precision, we have the result is almost indifferent of the damping. It is natural because here damping starts at 10 and effectively stops here just at 20 something. So the damping effects just here. For the turbulent flow, the here the profile is very slow decrease. And so because this is a nonlinear equation, we have some surprise. Here the damping 1 gives more difference than the damping 2. Here the first, it is lower than D2, but D1 increases rapidly after this point. So this is the true summary, the last one. Overall, it is easy to use, but hard to develop is the fast redundant transform. And I think the damping, I don't know how do you think, but the damping seems to work for me, but needs more research to predict the effects of the damping. You could determine whether damping you use damping or not, or a scaled one, or something. Thank you.